Hi, it's Abby again, and I'm with Alison from Hard Rock International. Now, Alison, I've been hearing today at True Nora that you have been doing some amazing things with employees. Can you just like tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, it's really flattering for us to be invited to be a part of this conference because we really, you know, it's about the employees creating the culture. It's not about the company creating something. So we provide a platform for them to be who they are. We believe that there are three core fundamentals: authenticity, lifestyle, and purpose. And everything around those, we try to select employees that believe in the same core fundamental values that Hard Rock believes in. And then we provide those things for them within their employment. So whether it's philanthropic activity or letting them be who they want to be, letting them express themselves and promote their individuality within the workplace. And by doing that, they create the culture that then exists so that there's a community that they really enjoy being a part of.
So it starts at recruitment. So
absolutely.
when you actually bring people on board, that's, you know, the first step of the process.
Yeah, you know, from a recruitment standpoint, we're looking for people who are individual, who have a spark in their eye, who have, you know, that undefinable Hard Rock spirit that we recognize when we meet people. And if we find them, and if we can tell that they share our same core values, then we know that they'll be a fit for us. And we say, you know, it's a cliche, I'm sure, but hire for attitude and train for skill is definitely one of our mantras, because we can find the people that fit with our brand, and then we can teach them how to deliver the level of service.
So I guess there's a certain amount of expectation created when a candidate goes for a job at Hard Rock, you know, if they are successful and get the job. How do you then maintain that?
Well, you know, we do have a very stringent interviewing process, and so hopefully there's a level of pride that they have once they've been hired to go, wow, I've made it through three interviews, and this company really invested in me.
Yeah.
And then we invest by putting them through a week-long training process where they really, before they go on the floor for their first shift, they understand our brand, they understand our philanthropic approach.
Yes.
We talk to them about all of those core values of the company, and then we teach them the technical skill as well, so that by the time they're, you know, off and running, they have established a complete understanding of our brand so that they can go out there and then be an ambassador for our brand. And then, you know, we provide them opportunities for continuous growth and development throughout their career, so that not only do they want to stick around because they love the company that they work for and the people that they work with, they want to stick around because they know they have opportunities for growth.
Fantastic. We're just about to get hijacked by a police siren. No, it's actually gone. That's fantastic. So if anyone wanted to find out more about what you've been doing at Hard Rock, is there somewhere they could look online to sort of any white papers or anything like that to read about it?
Well, I think that the best place is hardrock.com. We really talk about all of our philanthropic programs.
Yeah.
You can find our brand story.
Yeah.
Of course, anyone can contact me as well. I would be happy to share anything.
Yeah.
But our website is absolutely fantastic. It has information about our memorabilia, our worldwide locations, our story, our hiring.
Yeah.
Everything is there on our website.
Fantastic. Okay, well, thanks so much for your time, Alison.
My pleasure.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye.